You're listening to SBS News.
Around 150 migrants are missing and feared dead in a shipwreck off the coast of Libya. Two boats left Libya from El Homs carrying around 300 migrants before they capsized around 120 kilometres east of Tripoli. A migrant from Eritrea who was on board one of the boats explains what happened.
We searched from Libya, got one to Italy, but when we went after 1 hour, the ship started to sink, and most of them sank it.
UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says local fishermen and the Libyan Coast Guard came to the aid of the boats.
They were able to rescue around 147 survivors who have now been brought back to Libya. Our teams on the ground are providing them with aid and assistance and medical care. And they tell us that another group of around 150 people died at sea on that boat. And that would make this the largest shipwreck of 2019.
Sudanese migrant Sabae Youssef's young son was among those who drowned. She's blaming the International Organization for Migration for his death.
I lost my 7-year-old child because they don't help us. They do not help migrants. I wish they could bring in a foreigner to work at the organization here so they can see our situation. They don't help anyone. They kicked me out, but another woman comes in, they give her money. But for me and my children, they told me to go find our own way. Why? I don't want anything now except to go back to my country, Sudan, to die there.
The incident comes just days after the Libyan Coast Guard intercepted around 36 migrants off the coast of the country. Mr. Yaxley says the migrant situation in the Mediterranean needs to be addressed immediately.
More than 600 people have now lost their life on the Mediterranean Sea this year. If current trends continue, we're likely to see more than 1,000 people lose their life on the Mediterranean for the sixth year in a row, which is a bleak milestone for us to be reaching.
He says the issue needs to be addressed on land as well as at sea.
There's an urgent need now, first of all, to secure the release of people from inside the detention centres in Libya, but also to boost the search and rescue capacity. We need more rescue boats on the Mediterranean to prevent lives from being lost.
Umarishi, SBS News.